Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Good idea, bad idea. We're not even done with the first week of January, and there's been all these questionable announcements being made about what we can look forward to in this year.
Okay.
So, Raven, I'll tell you what they are, and then you immediately tell me, is it a good idea or is it a bad idea? Sound good?
I'm ready for it. Go ahead.
Okay, number one, umbrella sharing app in New York City. It's called Rentbrella. So there's these kiosks that are be putting around Manhattan with about 100 umbrellas. And you go whenever you need an umbrella and you just take one. It's for free. But it's like a library book. So if you don't return it within the first 24 hours for free, they charge you $2 after the first day, another $2 a day after that. And if you don't return it within 4 days, they charge you $16 and now you own the umbrella.
So let me get this straight. So you just pick up umbrellas in these different areas throughout the city and then you can leave them wherever. So it's like these scooters. Or like those,
yes.
You know, city bikes that you can pick up and then you pedal them for however long you want and then you leave them somewhere else?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it seems like a great idea, number one, if it's raining and you happen to be walking right by it, all right? Seems like a bad idea once somebody gets bashed over the head or stabbed in the neck with an umbrella.
Good point. All right, good idea or bad idea? Gwyneth Paltrow's new diet. Ready for it?
Okay, go for it.
It's like the new celebrity diet that everybody's talking about. It's you lose 5 pounds in 5 days. But all these celebrities that are doing it, like Jennifer Aniston, Kate Hudson, Eva Longoria, they're saying it's not about the 5 pounds in 5 days. Yeah, okay. It's about the way they feel. And then they say their new metabolical age is like 2 years younger after the 5 days.
Sure.
So I looked into it because, I mean, of course I did. I wanted to.
Everybody
know what
wants
it was
to be younger. Yeah. Sure, of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why not? I won't fault
although,
you for that.
I don't understand the whole metabolical age thing because like I get on my scale and my scale does that too. And one day I'm like 5 years older than I am. The next day I'm like 3 years younger. I'm like, I ate that same bowl of Lucky Charms for breakfast this morning. I'm not sure what I've done differently. But Gwyneth Paltrow's diet, it's $249 you pay for this 5 day diet.
Okay.
And ultimately what it is, it's like you're fasting and then you eat some soup. Like that's really it. And I was like, I don't understand why this is $249. Why are you paying somebody $249 to tell you to starve yourself? And every single person that's done it says that they're still hungry, but they feel better afterwards and they no longer crave red wine.
I mean, here's the thing, too. Jennifer Aniston, all right? Eva Longoria, like everybody you mentioned, already beautiful. Every single one of them, already gorgeous. So do we see the 5 pounds come off of them? Does it really make a difference with somebody like that? I'm going to say keep your $250. Get the flu, all right? And you'll lose the first 5 pounds that you want real quick.
You'll go a bad idea.
You'll be fine.
All right. Here's the third one. Good idea or bad idea for the new year?
Yeah.
It's called the Wingman Dating App, and it's where other people vouch for you, and they basically say you're not a creepy weirdo, and they try to find you people to date. So, like, instead of, like, you posting, like, a profile of yourself, it's basically a lot of moms posting pictures of their, like, daughters over 30 and saying, hey, my daughter's beautiful and she's so kind.
Right.
Why
she's
can't
very
she
nice
find the right guy? You know?
She volunteers. She does all these things. I mean, it sounds like people getting up and testifying in a character witness type situation here before you get sentenced at the end of the day. But it might work for some, you know, because if you've given your mom or your friend or whatever permission to post about you, clearly, I mean, a line of desperation has been passed, right? You're ready to go.
So out of all of these, we think, out of the best one for the upcoming new year, which one is the best thing that's going to happen?
I'm going to say it's your mom setting you up for dates. As terrible as that sounds, that's where I'm going.
Okay. Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.